Choice Talk Radio. This is Barb Schwarz, and welcome to my show, Staging Life with Barb. We're going to talk about home staging today, and I have two exciting guests that I can hardly wait to introduce you to. And I also want to introduce my co-anchor, I'll call you that, Kevin McDonald. Kevin, how are you?
Barb, it's so nice to hear your voice. How are you?
Thank you. I'm just doing great. I am so jazzed.
Oh, good.
I'm always jazzed, but I'm super jazzed right now. There's so many great things happening, and this week is the convention for the International Association of Home Staging Professionals. And so people are coming from all over the planet, really, to the Bay Area, and they've already started arriving. Lynell Hartman, who's going to be one of my special guests today, is going to give some tips and ideas about very simple and inexpensive ideas to do in your home for a big impact. So I'm going to bring Lynell on about 2:30 to share some of her wisdom. And then we have a very special lady also in Terry Lynn Fisher, and she is the entertainment chairwoman of the convention this year, as well as an accredited staging professional master and a very well-known top-producing realtor in the greater San Francisco area. And so I have a lot of questions to ask her about real estate and the convention and staging, and then we're going to talk with Lynell, as I mentioned, at about 2:30. So, Kevin, we've got a great lineup for today's show.
Sounds like it, Barb. Let's get to it.
We do. And, you know, every day I like to start with motivational ideas, and each show I like to begin that way, too. And one of the things that I want everybody listening to think about are the words, be unstoppable. I love that word, unstoppable. Remember the unstoppable, was it Molly Brown or something? There was a movie.
The unsinkable Molly Brown.
Thank you, the unsinkable. Well, I like unstoppable, but unsinkable is pretty close. And one of the motivational things that I looked at this morning said, after the final no, there comes a yes. And on that yes, the future world depends. Isn't that great?
Yes, indeed.
After the final no, because there's always going to be that final no. You've heard no, 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 and finally, there comes a yes. And that can be in sales, it can be in relationships, new careers, the careers we've already had and are experiencing and loving or not. And so after that final no, there comes a yes. And that yes, the future world depends upon. And that means for you and your own life, as well as the rest of us, because we are all interdependent, as we've talked about on other shows. So I want to welcome all of our listeners and hope you had a great weekend. How about you, Kevin?
I had a fabulous weekend, Barbie. Thank you so much for asking.
You're welcome. What made your weekend fabulous?
Just the fact that I got to spend a couple of days with my family and doing some house stuff and getting out and walking. It was a beautiful weekend up here. There were some clouds and stuff, but it was great. It was a lot of fun. So I had a nice family weekend.
Family weekends, that's really, really important, and sometimes those seem almost hard to grab a hold of for some of us these days that are working two or three jobs. And so good for you, and what did you do around the house? I want to hear, because we're going to talk about staging, so what did you do around the house?
Well, one of the things that we're in the process of doing is, you know, we're putting down a laminate wood floor.
Oh, yes.
And so we've got it down now, and we're just now doing the finishing touches and then looking for different artifacts that we want to put around. And it changes when you change the floor, for whatever reason, it seems to change the entire flavor and tone of the house.
It's really true. It's your palette. And a lot of my staging work and decorating work as well can begin on the floor, and it moves up the walls, onto the ceiling, so to speak, and down into the room. And so that makes total sense to me. And tell everybody again what you did to the floor, because I know from other conversations, but it's good to let our listeners know now.
Well, what we did is we had our family room was carpeted, and our kitchen had a linoleum on the floor.
Okay.
And so we took the carpet up in the family room, and we didn't have to do anything with the linoleum. And the wood floor laminate that you can buy now that's got like 15 or 20 year guarantee, that it's not going to get warped or it's not going to scratch and that sort of thing, you can now just snap them together.
That is so cool. So did you do the labor yourself?
Yes, we did.
How long did that take
and
you?
And trust me, that was not something that I contemplated. I figured You know me, Barb. I mean, I'm challenged that way. But we just got together and we just did it, and it was easy. Now, it took a couple of weekends, but it changed the price probably $2.50 a foot.
Wow.
As far as the difference in pricing that we would have paid.
Wow.
And so I was just so thrilled. It was relatively inexpensive, and it looks terrific. And we actually did, if I do say so myself, a very professional job.
I bet you did.
Have that to thank so my sweet. Beloved for that.
But. Doesn't that feel good, though, when you do that yourself?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a real sense of accomplishment. And tell me now, how did you trim it at the edge of where it goes to the wall?
Well, some of it we used the baseboards that were already there.
Okay.
And some of it we bought the baseboards that come with the program. So
Right. Depending
on where it was, and it's trimmed very nicely all the way around. So it looks very good.
Excellent. So didn't you have to cut anything when you went up to the wall?
Oh, yes. The thing about the flooring is you decide which direction you want it to flow, as it were, and then you have to cut it so that it fits the room. Like, you have to cut around your like in our place, the fireplace and into the closets and all that kind of stuff. And so you do have to get a saw out and be not be terribly challenged, but it's not that hard. You just measure it and then you just cut it.
That's so great. And you and your wife did this together.
Yes.
And do you have any quarrels?
Oh, no. No, I see, Barb, there's a rule in my house that I've learned to live by, and it works very effectively for me.
Yes.
If I do what I'm told, sometimes I get to do what I want.
Oh, okay.
And quite honestly, she is much more artistically together than I am, and so she's got the vision. I just, you know, she tells me where to go and what to do.
Well, you have vision, too, in your own way for different things that,
exactly.
Like the radio, that you are so drawn to. And so I'm always saying we're all creative geniuses, and it just comes out in different ways. And that's what makes it so special, because we all have different gifts.
Absolutely. And that's what makes the world such a great place to be in.
It's so true. And, you know, sometimes people I'll see take on these weekend projects, and they end up quarreling and fighting and carrying on. And it's refreshing to hear that the two of you took to the challenge and, you know, smiled and laughed, I hope, all the way through it, and that you've got a great product on the other end.
Well, me and my beloved have been married for 20 years. Our anniversary is Friday, and so it'll be
it
21.
Is?
Yeah.
Well, happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. And so after 21 years, we've come to, you know, we don't fight much about anything anymore. Cause
so you're going to have 21 years this Friday?
Yeah.
Kirk and I are going to have 21 years in July.
Congratulations.
So you got, thank you. So you got married just a couple of months before we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we'll be 21 years as well. And today I saw a lady that had the most gorgeous diamond ring, and I said, where did you get that? And she said, my husband surprised me on my 25th wedding anniversary. And I said, he picked that out by himself? And she said, yes, he did. And I said, does he go with other husbands to help shop? Like 25 years, you know, who knows? But it's so nice to see people that have been in relationships, whether they're new or whether they have been in a relationship like you with your wife and myself with my husband, that are really working to have that be a healthy, happy relationship.
Absolutely. And for 25, we're contemplating, you know, redoing the vow thing, which is kind of new. It's happening more and more now.
Well, after the final no, there comes a yes. And then that yes, the future world depends upon. And that's what took me into the following poem that I read this morning, too. And I love hearing about what you accomplished this weekend because of our special guests, as well as catching up on your world. And something that I want to share before we'll take a commercial break, because I know that's going to be coming up shortly, is a little poem called Success, and it goes like this. Start with a dream, and that means your vision. And I'm in a place right now where I really feel that we can accomplish whatever we want as our vision, as long as you really, really want it. The second line is to unlock any negative thinking. And we run into that a lot, and that's so important that people stay tuned to Positive Choice Talk Radio, because there's so much negativity out there that we're seeing in the world these days, that having the positive around us is really, really needed. So thank God for Positive Choice Talk Radio. And the next line was courage of your convictions. And each of us, maybe we don't even think we have convictions some, but I think when we really get down to it, we really, really do, because you start to ask yourself, you know, what are you doing and why are you doing it? And that can be called goals as well. And then I love this word. I was just visiting with two new ladies that I've just hired to be a part of our company at StageTones.com. So you're going to be meeting them, Kevin. One of the gals' name is Susan, and the other gal is named Carol. And sooner or later, they're going to be up in Seattle, as one of our other gals, Jenny, will be with me week after next, whom you're going to meet in the studio.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, she's just fabulous, and she's going to love you, too. And that word commitment is something I was visiting with these two new gals that are coming on board, because commitment, if you think of a triangle, Kevin, it's at the bottom of the triangle. You make your commitments, and then you've got the two sides of the pyramid going up. And on one side, to me, is the word accountability. And as long as you're making the commitment and you're holding yourself accountable, and on the other side of the triangle going up to make this pyramid would be the word passion, which is about the dream and the vision and the courage of your convictions, your goals. Then this poem, because this is supporting what I was visiting with them this morning and what I want to share with our listeners, is the enthusiasm. You know, everybody's got a pilot light. It's called your life. And I like to say turn up the light a little bit sometimes, because it doesn't mean we all have to go around jumping up and down, but let your light shine, because there's only one of you, truly, and practice enthusiasm and letting it show in your workplace and in your relationships. And what that does then, when you combine the vision and the commitment and the accountability with your passion, it brings one key thing, which is at the top of the pyramid or the triangle, and that is the word results. And so those are what propel me every single day. What are my commitments? How passionate am I about it? And when I am, it's going to help hold me accountable, and that's going to bring the results. So is Eric there today?
No, Eric is away with a family deal that he's got going, and so Benny is here.
Benny's I am here.
Because Benny, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Benny, you're committed. You're there, man.
That's right.
No, he's about to be committed.
Yeah.
Well,
hey. You take that back.
I was going to tell Eric how I was so proud to work with you last week, and I remembered your name, too, before Kevin said it. And so, Benny, I hope as our key person that keeps us on the air there by flipping the magic switches you do, I hope you're having a great day. Are you?
I am, and I'm doing my very best keeping Kevin in line, too.
Yeah, that takes a little work.
It's a full-time job.
It is.
It is, actually. That's true sometimes. And so, Benny, thanks for being there. And everybody listening, we're so glad to have you as our listeners. We care about you. We want to share ideas with you that help you start your week off the way you'd like it to be. And I care personally that you are listening online, because a lot of us are listening to the Internet as well as on the radio. And so we're going to take a quick commercial break. And we're going to come back with our special guest, Terry Lynn Fisher, and you're going to love the interview with her, I'm sure. So, Benny, if you'll take us to break, everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Positive Choice Talk Radio. This is Barb Schwarz, and I'm thrilled to have you listening wherever you are, in your car, at work, at home. At home you're still working, I know, and even online. So thank you so much. It is a joy to introduce to you one of our special guests. We have two guests today. Linnell Hartman's going to come on at the bottom of the hour at in about 5 or 10 minutes at 2:30-ish, and she's from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And Terry Lynn Fisher I'm about to introduce in a minute, and she's in the Northern California Bay Area. This week is very exciting for a lot of people, and you can follow us online as well. It's the International Association of Home Staging Professionals. And to me, every home is a stage, because you live there. It's your stage. And so we can make your home more enjoyable to live in, less stressed as the environment, because even our environment can be stressed if we have too much clutter around us and a lack of organization. And so Terry Lynn Fisher is an accredited staging professional master, and she is our entertainment chairwoman for the convention and is a dynamo herself and happens to be a fabulous realtor in the Northern California Bay Area as well. And so I'm hoping she's online. Terry Lynn, are you?
I think we have her. Both ladies, are you there?
Yes.
Terry Lynn, I can hear you. How are you today?
Terry, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, can you hear Barb?
I can't.
Oh, you can't.
I can hear you, my dear. You just have to
maybe
listen
you can
really close, like, because we're patching you in by phone. How are you doing? Can you hear me now?
I think very faintly. Is
hello.
This is like one of those commercials on TV. Can you hear me now?
Thanks can for a great me? Radio show.
Hello there. Our connection usually really works. It's just sometimes people have to really listen. And so I want her to feel comfortable. And if you can pull any magic switches, I'm as close to the phone as I can get for her to hear me. So
let me just pick up the
phone. Benny, dear heart, she's all in your hands.
That's better.
Oh, there we go. She changed
there
something.
We go. You just have to listen really close. Get that phone close to your ear, girl. It's great to have you on. How are you today, Terry Lynn?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Good. It's so joyful to have you on the show, and thank you. And I wanted you to tell everybody a little bit about the real estate market that you are seeing and experiencing. I know that you're in Northern California in the San Francisco East Bay Area, and a lot of our listeners are in Seattle, but there are two sister cities, so to speak, and we see people that move from Seattle to Northern California, and from Northern California, they may have a house to sell to move up to places like Whidbey Island or Bellevue. So what's the market doing right now?
The market's wonderful if you're a seller. It's a little tough if you're a buyer. Many, many things are selling with multiple offers. In fact, I think our most recent March statistic was that in the Bay Area, values are up about 22% just in that 1 month. It's just amazing.
That's incredible. I mean, that's incredible. 22% in 1 month?
In 1 month.
That means
now,
that I've made a lot of money on the house there. Of course, I haven't sold it. I don't want to sell it. But and tell me, how many offers are you seeing come in sometimes?
You know, last year my most famous one in the office, I think I won best director at our little whatever for managing 33 offers on one property. But that's pretty atypical. That was a fixer-upper that was, you know, priced in order to get that many offers. Basically, 3 to 10 or 15 would be pretty average in our area.
Kevin, isn't that incredible? Are you there, Kevin?
That is something. Terry Lynn, I wanted to ask you, 33 offers on a fixer-upper, what was the price of the fixer-upper?
Well, actually, the price was $499.
Are you saying the
$499,000
for a fixer-upper?
For a fixer-upper, and it actually ended up selling for about $560.
And that's a fixer-upper, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
It's really amazing. We went into sticker shock and culture shock when we first looked at a property in Northern California because we still have our home on Whidbey Island, as you know. And the prices on Whidbey Island are not what they are in East Bay, San Francisco. But then if you go to Queen Anne Hill or Magnolia, you're going to see, or Bellevue, parts of Bellevue, you're going to see multiple offers too. So it's really amazing. And 22% in 1 month, Kevin. Can you imagine that?
Oh, that's amazing. Now, is it true, and I want to pay for our listeners who live up here and have never been down there, I was talking with a gentleman who we were driving through a part of southern San Francisco that this part of town, by the way, had very old things and bars on windows and stuff like that, very small houses, and he was saying that some of those properties back then, a year or so ago, we're going for like $300,000, and people were actually buying them and demolishing the house and putting a new one up. Is that what's happening?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you could find a lot in our area for $300,000, you'd snap it up. It would go for multiple offers as well. We just have an amazing situation with being so close to San Francisco and Oakland. There's a lot of demand here for people, not only who love the California weather, but who want to live in the suburbs rather than downtown in the city.
And
they're willing to commute to do it,
and
it really fuels our market.
And so that's why with so many homes already built, when there is a lot or a fixer-upper, people just jump on it. And even with the change in the stock market that we all experienced, you know, a few years back, it really didn't seem in many ways to slow the increase of property prices. So we saw houses that were in the $700,000 range that were also very small fixer-uppers that in many cases they just weren't even in the condition that I would want to live them in them, Kevin. I mean, it was really amazing. So California seems to lead the way in this, and there's certainly other parts of the country like Long Island, New York, Clyde Hill in Bellevue, that kind of thing. And as California goes, typically so goes the Northwest. Not always, but you know what I mean with the market. So we're continuing to see prices rise in the Northwest. And as I check with my realtors there all the time, because I was just up there, as you know, Kevin, giving a class at home, is the price, or are the prices just keep going up, and multiple offers there too. Now, Terry Lynn, I want to ask you, are there a shortage of properties? Because I'm seeing when I'm in California more signs come on, and I know that's a part of spring, but is there still a shortage, or are we starting to see more houses?
You know, last weekend, Barb, was the largest open home guide we've had in probably almost, you know, 2 years. It was like 6 pages full of open homes, and this conversation actually happened at our marketing session, and we were discussing the very same thing. When we started to see so many more properties come on the market, we anticipated that it would slow down a little and there'd be a house for everyone who wanted it without having to do a multiple offer, and it's really not true. There seems to be just an abundance of buyers. The good properties are going much higher with many more offers. There are a few properties that will still sell with only one bid. Less than 30 days, certainly, market time, which is a little slower than it had been for a while. The staged properties, of course, usually sell much quicker and for much more money, but it's just an interesting phenomenon. We're not seeing it slowing down that much, and I think the fact that the interest rates are still relatively low, almost anyone, for the cost of what their rent is, can go buy something, and it's just opportunity time for them, and I think they're realizing it.
I love those words, opportunity time. I love those words. And you also brought up the word that's magic to my ears, which is staging. And we're going to take another break in a few minutes, but just before we do that, I want to ask you, and I've known you a long time now, from your perspective as one of the well-known top realtors in the East Bay area of California, why do you think staging makes such a difference?
Wow. We've had many conversations about this, but I think as a realtor, there are a lot of things that I do for my clients that are invisible. They realize that I work very hard for them, but they don't exactly know what those 99 things are that I do during the course of a transaction. However, staging is very, very visible. The impact of it, the immediate response it has on people viewing the property, is something that they can see firsthand. Then when they get the higher offer and the multiple bid, or more than their neighbor got for a house that the neighbor didn't want to stage, they realize that it's really a value-added service that I offer. And as a realtor, my 27 years of doing this, I really feel my job is to give value to my clients in a way that they can measure. And staging allows me to do that in a much greater way than anything else that I do.
That is so beautifully put. I loved every word you said. It was just beautiful. Kevin, wasn't that beautiful?
That was wonderful, yes.
And you can tell why she has the business that she has, because number one, she cares. Number two, Terry Lynn is always looking at services that she can provide to her clients. And so, Terry Lynn, you stage your listings, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And what is the one benefit, if you just think of one before we go to break, that you would like our listeners to hear about, what do you think is the number one benefit that the seller receives?
More equity.
More equity. That's more money. Okay.
More money. More money when they walk away. And my best example is a senior citizen who may need that extra $30,000 or $40,000 that can actually keep them in their assisted living or their next home for a whole year.
That's true. That's true. And that's really crucial. And then I want you to, from your perspective, tell us what do you think the number one benefit for a buyer is when they buy and purchase a staged home?
I think that they feel they're getting a better product, something they don't have to worry so much about when they move in, that it's in good condition, that someone cares about how it was before they handed it over to them. Buyers want to buy your home, not your house. Sellers want to sell their home, not necessarily their house. They want to hand it over to someone they know is going to take care of it. And buyers who buy staged homes feel that the seller had pride in what they were selling and want to give it over to them to carry on. And I think that they feel better about what they've purchased.
That's fabulous. And a lot of buyers today don't have the time to go in and make the changes. And time is money, and everybody's so busy that when the seller takes the time to get it staged, it helps the seller and it helps the buyer. So Terry Lynn, it's so great having you on. I want you to stay on the line. We are going to bring on our other special guest and hopefully have both of you on at the same time. And so if everyone listening will stay tuned, it's a joy to have you listening today to Staging Life with Barb. This is Barb Schwarz. We're talking about the convention that's coming in the Bay Area of California, and many ASPs, accredited staging professionals, are coming from Seattle, Kevin, to come down to the convention. We're going to have a great turnout from Seattle and the surrounding areas. And Terry Lynn, thank you. You stay on, and we'll be right back, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Staging Life with Barb. Thank you from wherever you are listening from for staying tuned with us. And I want to reintroduce Terry Lynn Fisher. She's our special guest from Diablo Realty. And she's also an accredited staging professional master. And she is the chairwoman for entertainment for the convention that we're having on home staging, which is the only convention in the whole world, isn't it, Terry Lynn, on home staging?
It certainly is.
It certainly is. And why are you looking forward to the convention?
Wow. I first heard Barb speak 16 years ago, and staging was part of the topic at the time, and it intrigued me even then. And every year it gets more exciting because it's like a snowball rolling downhill. It's getting to critical mass, so I'm very excited. But the best part about the convention is just the energy of the masses. When we all get together and look at something, you'll have 80 people in a room who are very creative, wonderful, exciting people, excited about their staging careers, and they can all look at the same one thing and come up with 80 different ways to see it. And what I like about the collective part of that is it sort of re-energizes all of us for another year.
Well put. It's really, really true. And I want to thank you for your work as entertainment chairwoman. And let's tell a couple of the great people that are going to be speaking at lunchtime, because you've been in charge of that too. So tell everybody about the one gal about the cardboard topic. I love this. Everybody, listen up.
Yes, our friend here in California, her name is Angie Sylvia, and she's going to do a session for us about it's not just cardboard anymore. Stagers are incredibly creative and find ways to make things out of everyday things so that it isn't awfully expensive to do the staging. Sometimes you just need someone who's very creative. So she's going to show us various ways that she uses cardboard to make things that people will never recognize as cardboard. We have the American Heart Association speaking, and Barb, in her generosity, is...
And she says we won't be even able to recognize what it came from, but it'll be things you have in your own home, especially
right.
out of cardboard.
Right.
So, Kevin, you should get yourself on a plane and just come down.
I'd love to. I'd love to. Did you have an extra bedroom for me?
Well,
we do. Absolutely. You know, we could do that.
I'll be there at 5:30.
All right. Well, no, 6.
6? Okay. What time's dinner? What are we having?
Well, actually, dinner's at 7, but... We're probably going to go to Chinese, and you're invited.
Oh, wonderful.
The Chinese food, we had a Mexican lunch, so we'll go to Chinese this evening and be very worldly, so to speak. So it is very exciting because Linnell came in from Minneapolis yesterday. BJ Johnson is flying down from Seattle today. Sheldon Hooker is coming from Bainbridge Island on Wednesday. Christine is tomorrow coming from Toronto, Canada. And these are people whose names I said one at a time, but for each one of them are another 20 that are coming from other cities. So it's a big deal, Kevin. We're really excited.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful time.
It really, really is. And I think in years to come, we're going to be holding the convention in Seattle and on Whidbey Island, and we can do a live show from the convention, which will be really exciting, too.
I would love to do that.
Absolutely. So, Terry Lynn, I want to thank you so much for being on the show with me. Is there anything you want to share with people before you go? Because you have so much wisdom to impart, and as a dear friend and as a brand new accredited staging professional master, because you've been staging a long time and you've just earned that designation, when you think of home staging, what would you want to make sure that each person listening remembers?
Every house to me is a diamond in the rough, and it's my job as a stager and a realtor to show people its true potential. I just think that's my new mission.
That is so great. What a great mission. It's like a person that we know there's greatness in each person and helping support that person and helping empower that person, which is one of my missions, to, you know, bring that greatness forth. And so you're talking about that in houses, which is what staging helps do. That is so cool. So cool. Now, let's give your phone number of how people could either call you on the phone or find you online. So I have your phone number on the card of yours that I carry with me everywhere. And everyone listening, again, her name is Terry Lynn. One word, T-E-R-R-Y-L-Y-N-N. And Terry Lynn's last name is Fisher. And Kevin, her husband, Bob, is a wonderful human being also, and he's retired from the sheriff's department. So I just want you to remember to stay clean, Kevin. No.
Absolutely.
And you would love Bob. Bob was up on Whidbey Island with us last year, and Terry Lynn and Bob are going to come up in August to Whidbey. And her number, Terry Lynn's number, is 925, which is one of the East Bay San Francisco area codes, 925. Then it is 975-5239. So write it down, 925-975-5239. And you can find Terry Lynn online at her real estate company, Diablo Realty, probably .com, but she also has her own email address. And so call Terry Lynn on her cell phone because she answers it promptly and all of her calls, and then she could let you know how you could email her or find Terry Lynn online. And you can also find Terry Lynn on stagecombs.com. That's the best way. StageHomes.com. And put in Terry Lynn Fisher, and she'll come right up, and you can email her directly from stagecombs.com. So, Terry Lynn, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, Barb. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't be sitting here.
Well, it's a real treat to have you on the show, and it's a treat to have you as a dear friend and also to know you as a fellow realtor and a fellow stager. And thanks ahead of time for the work you're going to be doing at the convention, because Terry Lynn, Kevin, is also going to be talking and speaking at the convention, and she's going to teach stagers how to work with realtors because sometimes they don't understand.
Good. I think that would be real helpful because those two people combined can help people get the most out of their house.
An awesome team.
Really,
yeah.
True.
A good realtor and a good stager.
Yeah, really true. So, Terry Lynn, you have a great day.
Thank you. You
Thank
too.
You. We'll be
nice,
seeing you
nice
soon.
Nice talking with you, Kevin.
Nice talking to you. It's great fun. I look forward to meeting you.
Yeah, me too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Now, I want to ask you, do we happen to have Linnell Hartman on the line?
We does. I do.
We does. We does.
We does. We really does.
That. So let me say hi to Linnell Hartman. I know we're going to take one last quick break for sponsors, and we love our sponsors, and we need them. And before we do that, I want to introduce Linnell Hartman. Linnell, how are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Yes, you are wonderful. And you flew in from Minneapolis yesterday, right?
I sure did.
Where did you land?
I landed in San Francisco.
And then how did you get to East Bay?
I took BART, and it was fabulous because I didn't even have to change trains, and I just got on at the airport and got right to Concord, and it was great.
That is so great because they have a wonderful transit system, the Bay Area Rapid Transit, Kevin, and you just get on, and she never had to change trains. And how long was that little trip from San Francisco out to the East Bay, Linnell?
Oh, I would say it was about a half hour, 40 minutes, I'm guessing.
About a half an hour.
But
and you've been to Seattle many times. Because you've come to see us there, haven't you?
Yes, absolutely.
And you've stayed on Whidbey Island, too.
I sure have a few times.
I love our Whidbey Island. It's so precious and special, as all of the greater Seattle area is. And tell everybody what you do, what your titles are, and then we're going to take our last little break and come back, and I want to interview you before the end of the show. So tell everybody the main roles that you do in your life.
Well, I am an accredited staging professional master, and I have a staging business in Minneapolis in the St. Paul area. And I'm also a trainer for StageTomes.com, so I'm a certified accredited staging professional trainer. And I also hold a Minnesota real estate license, and I come from a real estate and counseling background.
So you have a lot on your plate and a lot going on.
I'm never bored.
You're never bored, this is true. And when we come back, I want you to share with our listeners some quick tips based on the talk that you're going to be giving at convention, because not everybody listening, of course, on the radio or online can come to the convention because of other plans they've made. So what is your topic at the convention?
My topic at the convention is staging on a dime, because there's a lot of things we can do in our home and also for the homes we stage that are inexpensive and just can add some pop and some punch.
Staging on a dime. So everybody, stay tuned. We'll be right back, and you're going to hear some great ideas from Linnell. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back. Before the break, I had just introduced Linnell Hartman. And Linnell is a very special lady to me and a lot of people that have met her from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And she flew out to the International Association of Home Staging Professionals convention yesterday, which actually starts Wednesday night. And so I asked Linnell if she would be on the show with me today. And her topic at the convention is staging on a dime. And so, Linnell, it's going to be really great to hear some ideas from you, because we don't have to sell our house to stage it. We live in a stage. It's called our home. It's, you know, we're the producer, the director, the movie star in our own house. So it's really cool to think of ideas we can do, whether we're selling, whether we're moving in, or we're staying in the same house for a long time, which some of us like to do. So give us some of your ideas. What's one of the best ideas that comes to you that you're going to talk about at the convention?
Well, your words just made me think of something. Whether we're staging it for sale or we're staging it for living, we really need to enjoy our environment. It's our home, and it's the place that we should walk in the door and we should feel really good. So one of my first thoughts that comes to mind is painting. You know, you always hear people say paint is transforming. Paint is an inexpensive way to transform things. I'd like to tell people in their own homes is just go around and look. If you have something, you know, you have a piece that you don't especially like, or you don't like the color, or it's getting kind of beat up, there are some just wonderful ways that you can paint it, you know, before you get rid of it, before you think about spending the money to replace it with something else. Maybe look at how you could change it. It's an inexpensive way to do it. It's a lot of fun. And one of my favorite ways to transform furniture is with a paint called Modern Masters Metallic Paints. They're out of California, and I think they started out as creating paints for sets and TV shows and movies and that kind of thing. But they make a wonderful product that does not have, for lack of a better word, a cheap look to it. They just have some really rich colors and tones. So I have, in my staging and in my own home, found maybe some great end tables that were, they looked dated, or maybe they were bright, shiny brass, and I wanted to tone them down a little bit. I found by using the Modern Masters Metallic Bronze that I could make them look really rich, really expensive, give them a new look, and it was done in one step, so it didn't take me a lot of time, and now I have a new appreciation for the object. I love it. I love looking at it. I love seeing it in my home, or I love using it in my staging, and I think paint is just a great way to do it.
Now, when you're talking about that, I'm thinking, too, of lamps that we could paint.
Yes.
Lampshades that we could paint.
Absolutely.
I've even seen leather painted. I know that sounds really weird. And, Kevin, it can even crack, but that gives it a really cool look.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even varnish it. And so, you know, they're paint for appliances, refrigerators. One of the things that I've also seen that I love, and, Linnell, I just really get excited hearing you speak, is painting the vinyl floor that you have.
Absolutely.
And then sealing it with a sealer on top, and you didn't have the expense of going out and putting in a new, let's say, mm-hmm. vinyl flooring in a laundry room or a bathroom or something.
I'm so glad you mentioned lighting, because I think lighting is so important. And when I stage properties for resale, one of the things I do that Barb taught me was using the timers, so that when the realtor and the buyers come in, especially in the evening, there's a nice ambient glow from the lamps. But I also find lamps to be an expensive thing to purchase. So I love to go to the thrift stores. And I found a lamp one day that was really kind of beat up, but it had these lovely, for lack of a better example, Tommy Bahama type of look. It had the palm tree leaves on it. And it was brass, and it was yellow, and it was beat up. Painted it with paint and put a new shade on it inexpensively from Target, and it looks so rich. And it's nice to have those lights on and timers in your own home as well. Creates that wonderful glow in the evening.
I love using the timers. We've got them in our house, and I use them in staging, and I found, as you just said, having them in my own home, I can control the lighting. So if I'm, you know, out, Linnell or Kevin, for a meeting, and I come home, the lights are on, and it's very welcoming, and it's safe that way. Not that it wouldn't be with the lights off, but having those timers can keep the electric bill down instead of having to leave them on for long hours, whether you're selling or not. And then painting, as we just talked about, the lampshades, what you just said, what color did you do on the lamp you just talked about?
I used a bronze again, only in that case I used Rust-Oleum, and it's called Adenized Bronze. And once again, it's a real rich, warm color that goes in most environments because it is a neutral, and it has a softness to it, and it doesn't, and it even has a little bit of texture, so it didn't look like an enamel spray paint kind of thing.
Now, I love hearing about the paint, and it is, paint is the cheapest investment you can make to get a high return. And tell us another idea that comes to you before our time's up on today's show of what you're going to be talking about, staging on a dime. Give us another great idea.
Well, another great thing to use is canvas. Buy the artist canvas at the art store or at any craft store. You can once again paint those out with a bright color for pop. You can use those in children's rooms or other spaces. The other thing is to take fabric and stretch it over the same canvas, staple it on the back so it has a nice, clean, finished side. And you could use that as a headboard above a bed. You could use it in another room, depending on the color, the pattern, the stripe, just to add texture and color and life without having to spend a lot of money on artwork. Artwork is very expensive, but you have a lot of ways to deal with that or to create some. Well, I like to use words like light and color and pop and life. Those are things we want to bring to the space. I oftentimes, when I'm staging, think, is it cold in here? Does it need warmth? How do we add warmth? We might do that with the fabric or the paint on the canvas, et cetera, and that just puts it on the wall and adds some pop.
That adds texture, too.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the tapestries, ladies and gentlemen listening, you know, I've seen them on sale for $18 a yard, and you don't even need a yard. If you wanted to do a picture that was long and narrow, you could even take, for example, 12 inches and do what Linnell's talking about, and you have that beautiful tapestry look. And think, you know, what the shoestring budget would be for that, and the impact would be fabulous. That's a great idea.
And that's, when you talked about the tapestries, that's really rich, and that's really warm, and that can add a real elegance. You can also go with bright colored fabrics for children's rooms, and they're so easy to take down, and then you take the fabric off and put another one on, and you can use it again and again.
Isn't that great? So, Kevin, you could start with your young ones in the nursery with these very frames and the fabrics, and then as they get into grade school and then junior high and high school, the fabrics can change, and they can paint fabrics themselves and put them on, And as Linnell just said, it costts next to nothing.
That's a really cool idea.
It is a really cool idea, and everybody can express themselves by doing that and let the creativity from our kids be in their rooms, not just on a piece of paper that ends up being stuffed in a box or thrown away. It can be actually the paintings that are in the room. So, gentlemen, how are we doing on time?
Oh, we got about 2 minutes and 30 seconds left.
2 minutes and 30 seconds left. I'm always so amazed how fast this hour goes. It's just amazing when you're having a great time and picking up ideas. And so, Linnell, we have about a minute for you to share another great idea before I close the show. What else comes to your mind?
Well, one thing I just wanted to add, I love the idea when you said for Kevin to let his kids create their own canvas. What a way to inspire their creativity.
Oh, yeah. They would love to paint their own walls and have it be okay with mom and dad.
Mm-hmm. And just for them to think about what can I make and what can I do. And then, now I got to think quickly. Another
what about
thing
the pictures you had today
taking
in your
photos
hand?
And running them off on a printer and buying an inexpensive frame at Target or something that has a nice mat and hanging pictures of things that you took. Nature is a wonderful source. And to get a close-up of a flower that can look really rich and expensive, that you went out and purchased some really expensive photography and you took it yourself.
Calendars can be another great idea to do that with. So when you have calendars from the years gone past, some of those I've ended up saving and cutting out and then getting inexpensive frames, like you just said, at Kmart, Walmart, Target, or places. And you can do a nice grouping. And, Kevin, that costs you next to nothing almost. And you can change those. Once you get the frames, then you can change the pictures each year, too. Even though they don't have the month on them, or maybe some of them do, you can have a rotating, you know, art gallery in your hallway or in your bathroom or wherever. And staging on a dime. That's Linnell's topic.
It's a great idea.
Also, there really is. Well, Linnell, thank you so much for sharing. Will you come back on the show?
Pardon?
Are you there?
Yep.
Will you come back on the show?
I would love to.
Well, you know, next week, it will be the Monday after the convention, and I'm going to have four of you come on that will share your hottest idea that you picked up at the convention that all of you listening can use in your own homes, whether you are renting, whether you own, whether you have a townhouse, condominium, brand new construction, or a home that was built in, you know, 1910. These are all wonderful things you can do without a lot of dollars behind them. And it's so fun to play. And so next week, Kevin, we have four guests that are coming.
Oh, I'm going to bring... Barb, I've got about 10 seconds.
Okay. So, Linnell, thanks so much. And the way I want to leave everybody today is to do something special for yourself, something special for someone else. And the words, be ready. Be ready, because perhaps this very instant is your time. It was great to share time with you. We'll talk next week. And 2 to 3, Staging Life with Barb. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye.